This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. With the clock ticking toward another partial government shutdown Friday night, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says President Trump is ready to sign a compromise funding package. However, McConnell said Trump will then declare a national emergency to get the money he wants for a border wall.
He, I would say to all my colleagues, has indicated he's prepared to sign the bill. He will also be issuing a national emergency declaration at the same time. And I've indicated to him that I'm going to support the national emergency declaration.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Trump is making an end run around Congress and the House will respond appropriately.
The president is doing an end run about Congress, about the power of the purse. You've heard me say it over and over again. Article 1, the legislative branch, the power of the purse, the power to declare war, many other powers listed in the Constitution.
The compromise measure keeps departments running through the fiscal year, but did not include more than $5 billion for a border wall with Mexico. The Trump administration is firing back at a former FBI acting director who says top government law enforcement officials considered invoking a constitutional amendment to remove the president after he fired then-FBI Director James Comey. In a CBS interview, Andrew McCabe said he opened an investigation into the president for fear that special counsel Robert Mueller's probe into connections between the Trump campaign and Russia would be jeopardized if he were fired.
I wanted to make sure that our case was on solid ground, and if somebody came in behind me and closed it and tried to walk away from it, they would not be able to do that without creating a record of why they'd made that decision.
A short time after an excerpt of the interview aired, President Trump tweeted that McCabe was a, quote, disgrace to the FBI and a disgrace to our country. This is VOA News. Amazon says that it will not build a second headquarters in New York after all. AP correspondent Warren Levinson tells us why.
The stunning reversal came after Amazon conducted a year-long search for a second headquarters and decided to split the new facility between Virginia and Long Island City across the East River from Manhattan. But New York politicians pushed back after the deal was announced, saying the city was giving away too much and reduced taxes, which they contended the online retail behemoth was well able to pay. Amazon, which had planned to put 25,000 workers in the Queens campus, says it will not look for a substitute, but instead will expand its new offices in Arlington, Virginia, and Nashville, Tennessee. Warren Levinson, New York.
The World Health Organization says that measles outbreaks and deaths are surging globally, putting years of progress made in reducing the killer disease at risk. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The WHO says 229,000 cases of measles were reported worldwide last year, but it says the number of reported cases represents less than 10% of actual cases, so millions of cases are occurring. Africa is one of the regional hotspots. Katrina Kurtzinger, a WHO medical officer in the expanded program on immunization, says there have been measles outbreaks of varying magnitude in all countries in this region.
Madagascar is currently experiencing an outbreak from the period from 2018 to present. There's over 66,000 cases that have been reported in that country alone.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
At least 44 paramilitary soldiers were killed Thursday in Indian Kashmir when a suicide bomber rammed a vehicle laden with explosives into a convoy. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The car bombing is thought to be the deadliest assault on security forces in Kashmir in two decades. Police say the attack occurred as a military convoy reached the outskirts of the disputed region's main city of Srinagar. One bus was destroyed and at least five other vehicles damaged by the blast. One official says he thinks the destroyed bus was carrying at least 35 soldiers. The Pakistan-based Islamist group Jaish-e-Mohammed has said it carried out the bombing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And the Senate has voted to confirm U.S. President Donald Trump's pick for Attorney General William Barr. The Senate voted mostly along party lines, 54 to 45, to confirm Barr's appointment. He previously served as Attorney General under former President George H.W. Bush. He will succeed Jeff Sessions, whom President Trump pushed out of office last year after railing against his decision to recuse himself from Robert Mueller's investigation of Russian interference in U.S. politics. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.